Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, polka musician Kenny Bartkowiak and his daughter Amy Bartkowiak talk about Dingus Day in South Bend.
How long have you played polka music?
I started playing professionally back in 1971. Then, after my marriage in 83, and then when you guys started coming along, well, my focus was more on you kids, and I didn't want to, you know, be going out of town, and I decided to form my own group called the Soundsations in 1987. Three out of four guys in that band had parents that grew up on Fisher Street in South Bend. Now, that street probably doesn't mean anything to you, but at one time, that was, you know, in the heart of the St. Cashmere area, you know. There were geographic areas at that time when a lot of people first came from Poland that they designated under certain names. And, you know, that particular area was called Warszawa. And then if you were part of the St. Adelbert's group, which is a few blocks down, that was called Krakowska. And at one time, it was not permissible for a gentleman from Krakowska to marry a woman from Warszawa. But then they began to mix. And actually, my parents were from those two regions and you know, did get together. But but that's the way things used to be.
So Dingus Day is one of your biggest jobs. What is the history of Dingus Day itself?
Well, to go back to the beginning, we have to go all the way back to the year 966 in Poland. That's right. And the significance of that date is the coming of Christianity to Poland at that time. In the early 1900s, young men and young women used to sprinkle each other with water on Dingus Day. But what that, you know, symbolized was baptism.
Right.
Now in South Bend, I would guess somewhere in the 30s and 40s, this whole event took on some political ramifications, where politicians decided they're going to start coming out and being part of this because the crowds were there, obviously, and because it was just prior to the May primaries.
Right, makes sense.
And it became so big that actually in 1968, Bobby Kennedy was in South Bend and visited the West Side Democratic Club.
Do you have any favorite Dingus Days in years past that you can that really stand out?
Well, we had some wild ones. MR Falcons used to be extremely wild. When we played, it was just a jam-packed, wild, frenzied crowd that was there to have an exceptionally good time. But ZB Falcons, for the past 10, 12 years, has been our mainstay, and they were exceptionally good to us and vice versa, and those have been my favorite.
And talk about maybe the future of polka itself.
No longer is there a need for bands that just play polka music. The crowds that we had 40 years ago, you know, they began to get older, they couldn't come out, or they, a lot of them are, unfortunately, they're gone, you know. And the interest to the next generation, which is my generation, was minimal. And then when we passed on to your generation, it's next to nothing. So.
Well, you know, it's something that you can still share with them, though. And I think that's awesome. I mean, you sent, you know, you have that video of my nephew, Drew, your grandson, swinging in the basement listening to polka music, just like we did as kids. So, and you know, he's going to know it.
What really makes my heart feel good is I put on that music and he smiles at 8 months or 9 months old. And when I see that happen, you know, it stirs just, you know, just wonderful feelings inside of me and a lot of memories, you know. But, you know, if that's what it's going to be confined to, me in the basement with a grandchild, I'm happy with that, you know. So I always said, you may lose your fortune, but you'll never lose your dingus.
I wouldn't change a single thing about you if I could. The way you are just suits me to a T. A princess in a storybook, a king upon his throne. That's what we are, and you belong to me. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I would wish for if I'd wished upon a star.
That was polka musician Kenny Bartkowiak and his daughter Amy Bartkowiak talking about Dingus Day in South Bend. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.